Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, founder of Gear Media Studios, podcast and content coach, Passage to Profit co-host, and CMO at Gearhart Law.
That's a big list. Welcome to Passage to Profit, everybody, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys.
Kenny Kelly has been waiting patiently for his turn to talk about his company, founded on he almost died.
Well, that's a good reason to start a company.
Thank God he didn't die because
keep other people from almost dying.
He wants to keep other people from dying now, so he started this company so other people don't have to die. So it's called silentbeacon.com. Kenny, tell us your story. I really want to hear the whole thing.
Maybe some of you can see I've got the mannequin in the background there. That's actually the helmet I was wearing when I was involved in a motorcycle accident. What had happened was when you're on the side of the road and you're inside kind of a state of shock, obviously we're traveling on roads that we're not really sure where we are. I couldn't tell anybody where I was, right? I couldn't get to my phone. I'm staring down like all this technology in our phone and I can't harness it right now. There's nothing I can do to kind of tell my parents that I'm okay, tell my girlfriend I'm okay, call 911. There's nothing I could do. So I said, what if I could just create a button, right? The silent beacon that just connects to the phone and sends all that information out at once. So now they've got my GPS location. They've got an emergency message, a push notification, an email, a phone call, and I could talk directly into this so I never need my phone again during an emergency. Now, at the beginning of this podcast, we talked about, do people take you seriously? So imagine 6'1", almost 200 pounds, going into these offices with all these banks and all these people trying to pitch a safety product, right? Oh, we need to be safe. We need to be safe. And you would get kind of the same laugh at the table. Like I would just pull out my cell phone. And it's like, well, sir, if I was here to do you harm, I wouldn't allow you to grab your cell phone. So it was this education process of being like, women feel that way a lot of the time when bigger forces are around them. So just take yourself out of your comfort level and understand that even people like me who think they're immortal can end up in a situation that could be life-threatening. So unfortunately for Silent Beacon, unfortunately for society, we've kind of taken a dip, right? It's harder to go out into public. You have more things you have to fear as a parent. You have to worry about your parents now aging in place. There's all these kind of fears. So it was the perfect storm to create something that now you don't have to educate people. I don't have to tell anybody on this panel why someone in their life might benefit from a silent beacon, right? And then you add the fact that our consumer version is just a one-time cost. You buy it on Amazon or our website for $59.99. You don't have to worry about reoccurring fees or kind of these, devices where you see the elderly person fall down and then they've got to spend $49.99 a month, right? Luckily, the older Americans now, with Zoom and Skype and all these FaceTime and all these ways to interact with each other during COVID, the learning curve is complete, right? So we get that now. So it's an easy sell for individuals based off my personal experience years ago. Once COVID did happen though, we were sold in Best Buy, Walmart, all that with our Gen 1 product. I kind of had to go back into the well again, and then we kind of created a business application. Because now let's talk about the 2.6 million nurses. 40% have been assaulted in the last 2 years. That's insane. It's a law that these people have to go out into the community because as citizens, we're allowed healthcare. We can get that. These nurses have to go out into communities that they might not feel safe. They might not understand the geography of it or the dynamics of situations they're going into. Hospice workers, you're going into situations where people's emotions are up here. So how can you quickly, discreetly call for help? There's a silent mode as well, and let 911, let your staff, let your team know that you're in trouble and you need help immediately.
Yeah, I see you're wearing it on your wrist as a wristwatch, but you have to have your phone with it, right? Because your phone's like a Bluetooth or a hotspot for you.
Exactly. So as long as your phone's within 250 feet, I don't know too many people who just, throw it in the shed when they go to sleep. So as long as you're within 200 feet, it will work with the device. Not only that, if you leave out of range, it lets you know. It also has a finder, so you can go into the app and hit the button and it'll find your beacon wherever it is in case you did leave it at home. A lot of people don't want a cellular second product. You don't want a second thing that you have to charge every 2 days. This battery's over a month long on a full charge. You want something that you can just grab and go. Just think of like the headset I have right on right now. It's a Bluetooth headset. It does the same thing. It's something I can communicate with you guys. I don't have to worry about it every day. It just charges on the nightstand and you're done with it. So a lot of people don't want to carry two cellular products in their pocket. They don't want all that emissions coming out. They don't have to pay two plans. So it really just piggybacks. Your phone is doing all the heavy lifting.
So we're here with Kenny Kelly, who is from Silent Beacon. Fascinating technology. Can you give us an example, a real-world example, where this has actually helped somebody?
Yeah, sure. So there was a situation where one of the companies that use this up in Chicago, one of the people in their care were running into traffic, and you have 1 second to figure it out. You can't go to your phone and call. You can't get backup. You can't get to a walkie-talkie. So they just tapped the button, started running. They were able to talk to 911 into it, as well as those emergency alerts went to the other faculty at the location. So they were able to get that person off the roadway before they got hit by a car and not have to fumble with their phone and figure out where they are and dial and all that stuff. And that was recent. That was this summer.
Your technology sounds pretty sophisticated in that you can just hit a button on the device, right, on the Silent Beacon. You can talk into it. If you can't talk into it, it'll send out activation signals. To whom are the signals sent?
Anybody you set up. So if it's the consumer side, your family, friends, loved ones, neighbors, relatives, on the business side, managers, security desk, whatever you want, you set it up to call, text, email, send push notifications to whoever you wish.
I was on your website and I saw that there was something about footsteps. It seems like you have really good location technology on this. Can you explain the footsteps part?
Sure. So there's the emergency alert, which is send the cavalry, right? I want 911 here. And then there's check-in and footsteps. So footsteps is, let's just say you're going on a jog, or, you know, if you're going into a community that you're unfamiliar with, you just tap the button, the secondary button, and then everyone can have eyes on you. It just literally starts tracking of your location. But you're not calling the police. You're not escalating this to something that would be a red alert, right? It's kind of like a, just have eyes on me. And then the check-in feature is, let's say I get to a location and I want either my loved ones or the people in my business to know I've arrived. And then when you leave, now I've left. And the only reason I created that is I was going down with some colleagues to meet with a large retail company. And I had a couple cocktails on the plane. And I was like, oh, the last thing I want to do is call my wife, you know, and she's like, did you drink on the plane again? So I just, you know what, why don't I make something called check-in? It just sends a message. Hey, I'm okay. Here's my location. And I can, you know, get to the hotel.
I really like that.
Do you drink on planes a lot? You don't want to tell Nina about it?
Yeah, I'm going to do that with you, right? No, but I'm just thinking, like, I could just see that parents forcing their high schoolers to wear this thing, right?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that would be the kiss of high school death.
And it does not track your location if you don't hit the alert. So there's no situation where you know where people are. It's only if they hit the alert. We want people to have their privacy.
So, Jess, do you have any thoughts that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I was just thinking, I think I want this for family members. I've been in a bunch of situations. Either I was visiting somewhere that was a little sketchy, or even we were on a family trip and we got into a car accident. And Kenny said there was some pushback of like, oh, but don't I have a phone? Even trying to dial 911, being frazzled and trying to think like, who else do I have to call, was a lot. And, you know, I guess we think of other family members even first. I have aging parents. I have kids. Be nice to have this feature for any of those. I like that. The check-in, the footsteps, pretty cool.
It's really innovative. I love the location technology part of it. It seems like it's more refined or advanced than just a typical GPS tracker. Have you put a lot of work into the back end of the location piece?
So we have our own team in-house that's constantly working on the latest iOS, Android updates as far as our own server. So we're just always trying to be ahead of the curve on that and how often it pings and how we can save battery life. It's a fluid company. I'm never going to present something to the public and say, here you go, here it is. It's always like, oh, we have an update coming out this fall. Oh, we have a new feature update this week. So we're always trying to innovate and evolve the product line.
Right. Software is always in beta, somebody said a few years ago, and I think. But how are you marketing this? What's your main marketing channel?
We only kind of do fun things like this. It's all inbound. We have 3 full-time sales members who are just, you know, we got 6 forms filled out today. And then obviously we sell on Amazon and our website. So it's just, we have an influx of inbound and that keeps us really busy right now.
And I would imagine that one of your major markets are not criminals, people who commit crimes and then flee the scene, right? Because if they're wearing one of your watches, I would imagine that the police can find out where they are.
There's a lot of applications. And, you know, part of the reason it was created was I would sit, you know, I had an app company, so we were developing applications. And then I would hear all these horror stories on the news, like, oh, little Johnny got locked in the trunk and he couldn't open him. Or, oh, you know, this person in Connecticut who the thieves put her in the trunk of the car. She called 911, but had no clue where she was. It's like, It's like, let's just get all that technology and squeeze it out in one go. So that was kind of the focal point of why it was created.
How long did it take you to design this? Because this sounds like it's a pretty sophisticated piece of technology.
A couple of years. I think I received significant investment in the end of 2015. So 2018, the first version came out, quickly sold out of that, got another order right before COVID, and then sold that out during COVID. And then that's when we switched to the 2.0 and kind of evolved into the B2B market.
So, you know, data privacy is a big issue these days. How do you sort of reconcile the data privacy issues with all of the information that the Silent Beacon is collecting?
We collect no information until you hit that alert button, and then you want to be found. And then when that alert goes off, we don't have any more of your location data, any of your data. So it's just that specific time stamp of when you need 911, when you need loved ones that we hold on to until you close your account. If you close your account, obviously we delete it. We don't want your information, right? I know a lot of the big companies like, ooh, more data for the brain, right? I don't want to know what you did last night. I could care less. That's not the object of this company. The object of this company is to create a safety mechanism for you and your loved ones.
So what is your top market right now, top demographic?
So for business, it's healthcare and social services, education, and a lot has to do also with, we say, the retail market. So real estate agents, people who are seniors but still are active, right? If you have dexterity problems and you don't really know technology, this really isn't for you. But if you have a smartphone, you know how to get to your, you know, your WhatsApp or your text messages. It's pretty much that easy. Originally, it was women joggers, right? So we let's think back to the original, like, take us seriously. When I sit in those meetings or when I talk to people, like, let's say I was talking to Mickey 10 years ago, it would be, hey, you know, if you're ever alone and afraid, like, women think they're just as invincible as men, right? So you're not going to be like, okay, why would I need that? So it was really, stop trying to tell people what they want and listen to what they need. And it was these lone workers that 85% of the business on our website during COVID were lone workers. So it's like, there's something here. They're still going out there while we're sitting in our homes with our FaceTime and our blankies. They're still out there having to do things. So why not make this around them? And that's kind of what we did with our 2.0.
How do we get one of these?
Silentbeacon.com is where you get it. Obviously, you can get it faster on Amazon. If you do, be gentle on the reviews if you don't know technology. And we are always a phone call away if you want to ask any questions on our website.
Oh, that's good to know.
That's great. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the U.S. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. We'll see you again next week on Passage to Profit.